Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Website, normshealy.com, NormShealy.com. NORM as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned honey and what happened many years ago when we lived in Virginia a couple decades ago. The honey that I put from Virginia Brands honey into my tea turned black, the color of black coffee black. So the tea, which was a light golden color, light tan color, in a clear glass or a tan or white coffee mug, literally would turn black just by adding the honey. And so I called Sam's Club, and they said to call the honey company. I called the honey company. They said, no. I said, oh, yeah, try it. So they did, and they called me back, and they said, you're absolutely right. And I asked them, I said, I want to know why. I want to know what it is, because I've got this stuff here, and I want to know what happened. I want to know what the risks are. And they told me that it came from China, and the Chinese in the field would gather the honey, and they'd put it in buckets, and they'd carry the buckets to, you know, wherever they filled larger containers in China, and then they'd ship it to the United States. And they used galvanized pails, you know, like we might have used on the farm back in the, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And now we use plastic pails, but they use galvanized, and the galvanizing material, which I believe is mostly zinc, mixed with the honey and contaminated the honey. So that's what happened. Now, forget the insecticides and the pesticides and all the rest of the pollution that could be in the honey. This was identified as the culprit in contaminating the honey. So, you know, and would I have thought that Sam's Club, oh, man, they would sell this, you know, in larger containers. It's got to be tested. I mean, heck, it came from Sam's Club, right? And that's the absolute truth. And if it weren't true, I've said this maybe three or four times over the years, and if it weren't the truth, they would have been all over me with their lawyers, but they can't because
it
is the truth.
Fascinating about this is when the founder of Walmart was still alive, he used to push the idea of made in America. Once he passed, everything was made in China.
He did. And one of our instructors was right out of high school, worked for Walmart, and spent 20 years there. And he went down to Arkansas, and he was the guy responsible for, and this is maybe, 20 years ago, there were these little departments or these little areas in Walmart, and they'd say, Made in USA, and it'd show like seven people building light bulbs. And they'd say, bring back to America or something like that, you know, or bring jobs to America. We got seven guys working, building light bulbs. Is this great or what? And it failed. It failed because there wasn't enough interest, and probably because people want lower prices and inferior goods, and that's what we got. We got inferior goods, and now our landfills are filled with those kinds of things.
Well,
and now there's some products that are made in China that are, you know, pretty good, and there's some products that are just unsatisfactory, unsafe, dangerous.
I personally don't want anything with a label of China.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you. But the problem is, Dr. Shealy, if you want to buy an American-made wrench, It's going to be tough. It's going to be really hard to find one because even Craftsman is made in Japan or China or Taiwan.
Taiwan, I would trust.
And that used to...
You know, Japan, I would trust, but not China.
When we had a computer manufacturing company in Virginia, we would build computers assembling parts. And the best motherboards in the world were made in the United States. The best in the world. The second best were made in Japan. The third best were made in Taiwan. And the fourth best were made in China. And the Chinese weren't too good. I mean, they were substandard, in my opinion. Then the Americans went out of the motherboard. That'd be the main circuit board in the computer on which all the other devices and peripherals were plugged in. The Americans went out of the business, so the best motherboards were made in Japan, then the second best Taiwan, and the third best China. And then the Japanese went out of it. They stopped making the motherboards for the most part. And so the best were Taiwan, and the second best were Chinese. And now it's China. It's all China. The Taiwanese are hardly making products in the computer world compared to China. So low price pushed the best products out of the marketplace. And that's called, there's a law called Gresham's Law, and it has to do with money. And Gresham's Law states that inferior money will push out good money, meaning Federal Reserve notes, inferior representations of real money, gold and silver, push out gold and silver. And it's true. And the same thing is true for products. You get cheap, junky products, and they push out the good products. So you see these Asian cars that are inferior. Not all of them. Some of them are pretty good. But for the most part, there's some low-end Asian cars that are they're dominating the highways now because they're inexpensive. So the cheap products are pushing out the good products. And one example is there was a car company that manufactured cars overseas, and they said, look, you know, we don't need to put as many roller bearings in our front wheel bearings because we're not going to go over 80 miles an hour, so we don't need to put such good bearings in there, so we'll use the cheap ones. And that's what happens. That's literally what happens. Randy in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Very well.
What's up?
I just want to talk about something about the cell phone radiation. Now, and I've been thinking about this, and this just kind of bothers me. I definitely understand taking a cell phone, putting it up to your head, that's a bad thing, and doing away with that. But how much is that really helping me with the danger with the fact that we have all the cell phone towers around throughout the country? We have Wi-Fi devices just about in every house, stores, hospitals. So I guess my question is by me not using the cell phone, how much is that really helping me?
I would say 50 to 75%.
Okay.
Compared to having it next to your brain.
Okay.
We know that the incidence of malignant brain tumors is at least doubled with people who frequently use a cell phone. And we've known this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the best you can because you can't put yourself inside a Faraday cage and walk around with it to keep yourself from getting the radio waves and other such things.
Okay,
so I've got a comment that you can think about and we can discuss. Did you ever, I assume you're a middle-aged guy. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I'd like to think I am, but I'm a little past that. But when I was younger in the 1950s and the 1960s, I made a radio. And in order to receive the radio signal from the big old radio stations, I had to have an antenna. I'd strung a piece of wire between two trees with an insulator. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is the signal was weak. So the reason that you had a big, long antenna is so that you could capture this weak signal. There was more antenna wire in the air, 50 to 75 or 100 feet of this wire, to capture that signal. And that's what you had to do. But you don't have to do that with a cell phone, do you?
No.
The antenna is like an inch long inside the metal case, right?
That's correct.
And if you were thinking about building an antenna, you'd never build one inside a metal box or a partially enclosed metal box or a box that had just two sides that were metal. You'd never do that because you'd say, I'd be attenuating the signal and I wouldn't get the full signal, so I wouldn't do that. All right, so what I'm saying is we had 50,000-watt radio stations, 50,000 watts, and we would have antenna strung between, you know, two points, insulated, so we get the signal. But we don't have to do that. So we're talking about so powerful a signal in our hand, and we put that up to our head, actually to our ear. And it's a straight shot right through the ear to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Or a straight shot right from the cell phone to a person's breast or testicles. You know, depending on whether you put it in your front pocket or your bra pocket. But why would we do that? Now, here's another way of looking at this, Randy. So you know that if you take a hot dog, I mean, if God forbid, you know, you eat one, or a cup of water, and you put it in a microwave oven, and you hit the start button, you know you can cook it in about a minute. Maybe a little bit longer for that hot dog, maybe. Okay. Because the microwaves work best at 2.4 gigahertz when there is water in whatever it is you're trying to heat up. Because the molecules rub together. Like if you're cold in the winter and you rub your hands together, the friction of one hand against the other warms the hands up. That's mm-hmm. It's the friction. Okay, so the molecules in the water or the hot dog rub against each other, vibrate, and they create heat. That's how it works. All right, so if your microwave oven is 1,000 watts and you can cook it in a minute, if you had a way of turning down the power level, and you say, well, let's turn it down from like 1,000 at the maximum all the way down to 1, which would be the minimum power level, you know you could still cook that hot dog or heat that water. It would just take longer, right?
Correct.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that for a fact. Okay, so you've got this microwave oven. It's just handheld, and you're putting it next to your brain. I think it's absolutely crazy.
But that's not how they're marketed. People don't understand that the cell phone is the exact same technology as a microwave oven.
Correct.
They don't. Very few people talk about that.
We do all the time.
I know you do. There's a few other shows that talk about it, but the vast majority of people don't realize that it's the same technology. And I remember the first time I realized that was like, I guess it was about 20 years ago. I was in an office, and I was my laptop was connected to a Wi-Fi router, and every time they turned on the microwave, I lost the Wi-Fi signal.
Oh dear,
Randy. Randy, we're going into a break. Would you mind holding? We haven't started yet, but would you mind holding through the break? What you're bringing to light is so important. It's worthy of a much longer discussion. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay. And I'm gonna share with you something that you're bringing up that a dear friend of mine and senior instructor Bert Bertonis has determined. In California. He's a radio frequency engineer. That's what he does. He's a designer, a patent holder in the RF world, microwave world as well.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Randy's in Texas, and we're talking about cell phone radiation. Dr. Norman Shields is with us. I wanted to share this this information with you. This is information that I know the researcher who did this. I worked with him side by side. I haven't talked about it, but I was involved in microwave technology back in 1980, satellite communications. I haven't mentioned that part, but I really haven't talked about how deeply I was involved in it. But here's the rest of, or here's part of the rest of the story. So, Bert Bertonis is a radio frequency engineer. He's a degreed engineer. He's got his master's degree. He consults for some of the largest companies in the world, and he solves their problems. When they get stuck, they call him up, and then he solves the problem with technology. And if they get stumped, they call him, and he fixes their problems. I'm talking about the biggest companies in the world. And so back in the 1980s, he and another guy and I were interested in replacing cable TV cable. And we figured out how to do it. And what would happen is we would just transmit the signal that from a mountaintop or high elevation, we could transmit a frequency that could send cable TV signals over the air rather than through the typical cable. So you didn't have to have your cable guy show up and hook up the cable. But in order to do that, we need to find out how much microwave radiation was in the air. So Bert went on top of a mountain in Silicon Valley, and he looked down, and it's a valley. So there's a mountain above it, and he looked down, and he brought up his instrumentation, and he measured how much microwave radiation there was in the valley. And he found out that from 6 o'clock or so to 8 o'clock in the morning, there was a peak. And then it would dip, and then around noon there was a peak. And then it would dip, and then around 6 to 8 in the evening it would dip. And so, what's going on? Why are these peaks and valleys in microwave background radiation? Well, we figured it out. Actually, he figured it out. And it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So these peaks corresponded to people just hitting the start button on their microwaves in the morning, microwave ovens, and at noon and at dinner time. So there were these peaks. So the signal that he would have to generate with his transmitter would have to overcome the background microwave radiation in Silicon Valley. And then he went up a couple years later and looked at it again, and there were no peaks and valleys. It was just the peaks, what were the peaks, became the norm. So now it's microwave ovens were so pervasive that there was so much electromagnetic radiation in the air that it was high all the time. That's what we know about microwaves. So to put an exclamation point on what you're saying, Randy, yes, it's everywhere. And it's the sum of all of these microwave devices. And we have stupid people everywhere in positions of authority who are putting more and more and more of these things in the school systems. And the children are riding the school buses, and the school buses are now microwave ovens because, except for the windows, there's metal on all sides, front, back, top, bottom, left, right, except for the windows. So there's a windowed microwave oven school bus. And there are probably 30, 40, or 50 of those cell phones all cooking everybody in the school bus at the same time. And the same happens on trailways and, you know, tour buses, cars,
and airplanes.
It's horrible. And you can't fix it. I've tried. I've gone before the Laclede Electric Cooperative GDP. And I said, smart meters cause cancer. We need to stop them now. And they laughed at me. Do you think we can't fix it? I was up on stage 4 times in 5 years trying to get people to lower their electric bills and stop this electromagnetic radiation. But they're not interested. We are outnumbered, outgunned, surrounded on all sides and the top and bottom by morons. They're illiterate. They're ignorant. And there's too many of them for us to deal with.
And they want more and more of this kind of technology. And just like the 5G, if you just halfway look at the data, it's bad. And people just don't care. They want what they want when they want it, and they want it now.
Yeah, we need to call that the Harry and Meghan syndrome. Please stay with us, Randy, and we've got Charles in Ohio standing by. I'd like to flesh this out a little bit more with Dr. Sheely's thoughts. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian police accused of firing live rounds at protesters in the streets of Tehran. Witnesses say several people were wounded, and cell phone video circulated by activists does show bloodstains on the pavement.
They've been demonstrating against the Iranian government after it admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian airliner minutes after takeoff from Tehran's airport last week, killing 180 people, counting the crew. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is the week when Democrats will decide when to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
She was on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Randy's with us in Texas. Dr. Norman Sheila is with us. Dr. Sheila, do you have any comments about 5G? And wow, we can download a whole movie in 5 minutes with 5G. I mean, that's what it's being touted for.
I want to move off the planet. That's my comment.
Okay. Randy, let me share with you and Dr. Sheila in our class something. I'm going to be very careful how I say this, so you don't have to read between the lines. So we were at our company was at a convention, a satellite communications convention. And this was the biggest one probably in the world at that time. And we were an exhibitor. And we had a really good satellite receiver. I mean, it was rock solid, it was stable, and it was the best value. There was no receiver that could compete with it in terms of price and performance. Nothing. And we had an antenna out in the parking lot. So all these big dish antennas were all focused the same direction. They're out in the parking lot, 10 and 12, and maybe even a little larger antennas, and they're all focused on the satellite. And we were, but we didn't own the satellite antenna. We partnered with another company. They provided the antenna, and they wanted to see a good picture from their antenna, and so did we. So they owned the antenna, and we owned the receiver, and we were selling the receiver. And when people came to look at the picture on our screen, our television screen, they'd say, "Wow, it's a really good picture. What kind of antenna do you have?" And we'd say, "Well, that's the one in the parking lot." We'd take them out there and show them. So it was a combination of a good antenna and a good picture and a good receiver. Well, what happened was there were long cables that ran across from out in the parking lot all the way to the inside of the convention hall. And we were gaining so much traction because people loved our price-performance ratio that our competitors decided to disconnect the cable in between the receiver and the antenna. It was hundreds of feet of cable. So we had, cable connections where you just plug the cables in and make them longer. Well, kind of like extension cords where you plug in, multiple extension cords. Well, what happened was, we'd be having a presentation where lots of people wanted to buy our receivers, and then the signal would go off the air because one of our competitors would disconnect our signal by disconnecting the cable. And we caught them, and we couldn't stop them. Well, so what we did was we fabricated a really quick microwave transmitter. It only took us a couple minutes to do it. And we aimed it at their antenna, and they went off the air. So we showed them how it works. This is how you play the game. Fine. Okay, no problem. But they couldn't find out where the signal was coming from. We could turn it on and off and whenever we wanted. Imagine that. What I'm telling you is this stuff is strong and it's powerful. And it's dangerous. And it's everywhere. And the GDP want more of it. They want Echo. They want Alexa. They want to be able to turn their lights up and on and off and lower and the brightness. Well, it's too hard to get up off that sofa or lazy boy or wherever they are.
Let me tell you a quick story about that. For Christmas, I went over to my crazy sister-in-law's, and I'm sitting there in the chair, and they were talking, and they were like, "Are y'all a little warm in here? Well, let me turn it down." Now, we're in the same room. I'm looking at the thermostat. The thermostat's like 5 feet away from me. And she gets her phone out. She gets her iPhone out and contacts the thermostat to turn it down. And I'm like, "Hey, why don't you just get up and turn it down? It's 5 feet away."
You can't fix stupidity.
It's sad. It's really sad. And it's worse than that because now pretty much most products that you would think could never be connected to a cell phone app are being connected. Well, you can have your tabletop kitchen mixer or your oven or your refrigerator. And people are saying, "Yeah, but you don't understand. See, what we can do is, from work, we can change the temperature of our refrigerator." I got to tell you, class, I don't think I've changed the temperature of a refrigerator more than 3 times in 15 years.
Yeah.
There's a little dial to do that. You open the door, and you turn this little knob, it has a rating from maybe a 0, which is off, to maybe 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. And you just turn it a little more, a little less. It's real easy. Real easy.
I just got rid of a refrigerator because it would no longer cool properly at normal. It only would defrost or freeze.
Ah. Okay. Well, okay. There's a, is that the one that was in your kitchen, Dr. Shealy, that black
one? Yeah, I have a new one now.
Okay. All right. Well, we can talk about refrigeration another day. But, Randy, the points that you're bringing up are very valid, and there are so many stupid people. I've even been in a medical office where people say, it's the coolest thing, you know, I've got one of those Echoes or Alexas, and it's great. But it's a little creepy because, well, you know, we were talking about a thing, and then we go to our computer, and now we have advertisements for the thing on our computer, and we didn't search for them, we just talked about them in the kitchen.
And they don't realize that that's a problem.
Right. And here's another problem. The GDP who own electric cars, they think, they're really cool. You know, they go 100 miles. Well, what if you want to go 102 miles? You push it the rest of the way? What do you do? Well, here's another thought. When those electric motors that are at the wheels of these electric cars, they generate an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation. And if you want to prove it, just take a tri-field meter. I have one right here in the studio on the desk. If you go to your refrigerator, and the part in the bottom where your refrigerator has the vents for letting air cool the condenser, you know, the coils.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it down there, there's a compressor. It's completely sealed in a 100% enclosed metal box. Well, you put your tri-field meter in there, you won't believe the electromagnetic radiation comes from that. Or if you take the tri-field meter and you put it in a car under the dashboard or on top of the dashboard or in front of the dashboard and you just turn the ignition switch to start and you run the engine, you won't believe it. It'll peg the meter. So you are bathing in electromagnetic radiation in your car already, and it doesn't have to be brand new. The newer, the more. The electric vehicles, I'm sure, are out of control with electromagnetic radiation. I'm sure of it. I don't have one. I haven't tested, but I'm certain of it because it's all electronic and computer controlled. You take a tri-field meter and put it next to your computer, same thing. Now, I've got computers. I've got three of them running right here in the studio, but I can't reach them. I have them on 15-foot cables, 15-foot USB cables, and extension cables for the video. I cannot reach the computers.
So your point is the further away they are, the better.
Right. I can't even reach the monitors. Can you imagine that? I can't reach the monitors because what I've done is I've taken a piece of plywood and put it on a nice desk, and because the desk wasn't deep enough, it was only like 30-something inches deep, not deep enough. I want it farther away. So I cannot reach. There's three monitors in front of me right now. I can't reach any of them.
Okay.
So the monitors have electromagnetic radiation. So do the computers. So does everything. Even my old, I don't know, 1970s model Technics by Panasonic AM-FM stereo receiver model SA-80, which is allegedly 80 watts. Maybe it's a wish, but I don't think it's 80 watts. Maybe it's 40 watts RMS. But I've got one of those. You hit the start button on that, and man, does it wind up the electromagnetic radiation because it has transformers in it. So to make your point, Randy, we are surrounded, and there's only one thing I can think of that you can do. Until Elon Musk has his way and puts, you know, another 20,000 satellites in space for 5G. Up until that point, distance is your friend. But when he does that, when he puts those satellites up there, there's no getting away from it. It's going to come right through your roof, even if you have a metal roof. Yeah, I thought I was doing something really cool. I bought brass screen for our windows to replace the nylon screens, you know, for insects to keep them on the other side of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
I bought brass to replace it. It was really expensive. Used, new old stock, probably from the 1930s and 1940s. I got it. But that's not enough now. Not when he puts the satellites in space, because they'll come right through the roof. These people are dangerous. Any other comments, Randy? You brought some really good points to the fore, and we've got Charles and Ken on hold.
Just a quick thing. What would be a good day on the show to call in to ask a question about a tractor maintenance issue?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday. What I've done is Mondays is Dr. Shealy. Tuesdays is Rich Sheban. Wednesdays is Gwyneth. Thursdays is Ricky Rocket. And then Fridays would be, you know, I do an hour of the book, my tips, and usually have another instructor, but not necessarily. So Fridays.
Okay. Excellent. and I'll call back
and I'll
then.
Give you, and one of the things that I like to do, and if you notice, you've been on for 31 minutes, 48 seconds, I like to give complete answers, and I don't like to do rapid fire point counterpoint. I want to make sure that we cover it clearly, if we can.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot, gentlemen. Y'all have a great afternoon.
See you Friday. Hour number two would be the best.
Good. Hour two, will do.
Yes. Thank you, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Charles in Ohio, then Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to have the opportunity to speak to both of you.
Charles is an instructor in Ohio. Welcome. I got your email. Thanks so much.
Oh, well.
How can we help you?
I'm just interested in, like many people and people who listen to your program, I'm just trying to live the longest, best life I can. And to do that, I incorporate testing in my health regime, and the best tests for me are the cheapest ones, and I do my blood pressure quite a bit, and I the pulse rate and others, but one of the cheaper, easier ones is a life cycle at the facility I go to has a health test on it, along with the other modes at hills, mountains, intervals. And the health test, not having access to the instructions for the cycle, it was kind of hard for me to get, but you get on it and you pedal, and it gives you your health age in years. And something else I've been working on here was, and this relates to a stupid 50 sci-fi movie, they mentioned that the heart rate of mammals is kind of equal, so the smaller animals have elevated rates, and like man has, but basically it came down to we generally have the same amount of heartbeats in a lifetime. But anyway, my question is, I just wonder how accurate the life cycle is number one, and I have an observation that I've been able to reduce my heart rate.
Hello.
Oh, I just dropped it down from 75 down to 60 or 65 in between that area.
Well, Jake left the break because I have a few comments to make.
Okay. There we go. We're going to find out what Dr. Shuley thinks about the beats per second of the heart in humans. And then we'll get to you, Ken, with 5G.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sheely.com if you want to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements or his books. That's the place. Norm Sheely. com. Charles in Ohio had a question about heart rate. Dr. Sheely, your response, please.
Well, the average for the average healthy adult is somewhere between 65 and 70. Now, all of us, under significant physical exercise, will have it go up. And when I exercise, for instance, in the morning, my pulse at rest is normally 58 to 60. But when I exercise, I get it up to about 125 and occasionally 130 during the exercise itself. Now, if you are overweight, it's likely to be higher. If you're inactive and don't do regular exercise, it's likely to be higher. When it gets above 80 at rest, something's wrong. And in general, the greatest of athletes, you know, marathon runners who are really in top shape, may have a resting blood pulse about 42, let's say. That's low. And a normal person who's not in top athletic shape, getting down to 40 is worse. So there is that kind of range. And fever or hot temperature around you and stress in general can raise the pulse.
I just took mine, just as you were saying that, Dr. Sheely. My heart rate is at 60 right at the moment, oxygenation at 99%.
Right, and that's about what I consider healthy for someone our age. Well, you're age. I am. I'm 20-some-odd years older, but still.
Okay. Okay, Charles, anything else? I've got Ken holding in West Virginia.
Absolutely, and I apologize to Ken, but I do just like to say you mentioned about the tri-field meter. One thing I always use is I like to listen to AM radio, among other things, for information. And when I do distant stations, you can tell when you pull up
but next to one of the smart cars or a large diesel truck with Wi-Fi, it will interrupt any interfere with any of those signals, and you'll be able to see how that's used. And the other thing I use, I've been looking at the cardiorespiratory health, interesting information with that, and I've been trying to incorporate that. If the doctor had anything to say, and then I'll let the other caller get in his call before the end of the program. And I thank you very much for speaking to me.
Dr. Shirley, any comments?
Well, no, I think the important thing is to stay healthy. If you stay healthy, your pulse is likely to range somewhere between 60 and 70 at rest.
Okay. And Charles in Ohio, you bring up a very good point. AM radio. If you want to know if there's electromagnetic radiation around you, just if you have an AM radio in the house, turn it on and sweep slowly across the dial. And when you hear static and hum and noises that are not normal for radio, that is electromagnetic radiation. That's what you're picking up in the AM band between, let's say, 640 kilohertz and... 1600 kilohertz, roughly. Very good point. Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you.
Ken in West Virginia, welcome.
I must not have enunciated properly to the board op. This is Tim in West Virginia.
Oh, well, you know, I saw Ken and I thought, well, how about Tim? Yeah, welcome, Tim.
I know I only have a few minutes, and I broached this subject recently on your show, probably a month or two ago. But I have three grandsons, and I watched Frosty the Snowman recently. Do you remember the show very well, Ben and Doc?
You'll have to help me with it.
Okay, well, the point I was making on that is when he comes to life, when the hat lands on Frosty's head, he sings happy birthday to me. Couple times in the cartoon, so I called up to toot my own horn. It has nothing to do with 5G, and it was just a call up to shout out to Dr. Shealy and how much he's meant to me and my health. Today is 2-year anniversary that I stopped those fags. Not being a homophobe, I'm talking about cigarettes.
Yeah, the term fag.
Dr. Shealy and the Shealy effect, because my lack and my concern of letting him down helped me over the hump, because boy did I suffer some BTs the first few days, but I just didn't want to claim I was a failure. I'm a Virgo and like to think I'm a winner, and not wanting to let Dr. Shoes down make me a 2-year winner today.
Unfortunately, I was able to hear him.
All right, let me recap for you, Dr. Shealy. Tim in West Virginia has called the farmhouse over the years. He's been on the air, and he's a wonderful person. Lives in the mountains of West Virginia. And he said that he wanted to stop smoking. And in England, cigarettes are called fags. You know, a different kind of fag in the United States, but they call them fags in England. And he did not want to let you down because he wanted to stop smoking. So he said that the Shealy effect helped him get through stopping smoking because he did not want to let you down because you wanted him to stop smoking as well as everyone else.
Well, and there's nothing like willpower. And using it is the greatest asset we have.
Yep, and he has used your bliss oils, as I remember.
That would help.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did I say it right, Tim? Was that close?
Yes, I still use bliss, and Dr. Shealy had me as part of this study on the PEMF.
There you go.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.